dance on our floor.
Oh, did you check the men's room? It's,
Yeah.
The kitchen is right over.
Right.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Mr. Furley. The ladies' room is...
I've already been.
One of your, friends?
No, Mr. Furley, that's the building inspector. What can I do for you?
It's what I can do for you. I've been thinking, Jack, and I've got some suggestions that's going to help your business.
Mr. Furley,
you know what you ought to do? You ought to serve one or two American dishes. Like pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah, frankly, I'm getting a little tired of those escargots.
Okay, Mr. Furley, I'll consider that. But in the meantime, if you really want to help me, you can save me a trip by going downtown and getting me a pot.
Pot?
Yeah, it's a special kind of pot called a tureen. I need another one for tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right, now, it has to be ceramic, and make sure it's heat resistant.
Okay,
now I got the address. Here it is. Pots are us. Okay.
Don't give it another thought, Jack. Once you give the ball to Ralph Furley, your worries are over.
Thanks, Aria.
How do I get downtown?
The freeway?
The ball's in your hand.
Right. Or would the boulevard be faster?
Mr. Furley.
You're right. I'll take the freeway.
That's good.
Exit should I get off, north or south?
It doesn't matter!
I'll take the boulevard!
Good!
Well, Mr. Tripper, I have some bad news. You have a very serious violation.
A violation? Wait a second, I double-checked everything. What could be wrong?
Restroom ceilings are supposed to be 8 feet high. Yours are only 7 feet, 11 and a half inches.
You're kidding. You're not kidding. Come on, we're talking about a half an inch.
Sorry,
here.
Rules are rules.
Gee,
I may be able to smooth things over with the department.
Oh, boy, I would really appreciate that.
Yeah, would you really? Well, I imagine you could think of, say, 100 ways to thank me.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Gracias.
100 greenways.
You're asking me for a bribe? No way!
Oh, hey, listen, I admire your integrity, but if you want to stay in biz...
Hey, you listen to me, Mr. Sniff.
You call me Bill.
Bill?
You think it over, and I'll see you tonight.
Well, I'm not open tonight.
That's no problem. I have your home address. I'll pick the money up at your place. Have a nice day.
Great.
Was that the phone, Janet?
Terry, no. That is the second time you've asked me. Who are you expecting to call?
Mr. Johnson, you know I've been taking that nursing psychiatric course.
Yeah?
Well, he's my new assignment.
You got a man for homework? All I ever got was algebra.
Janet, he had a nervous breakdown. I mean, he managed a store that had 6 armed robberies in 6 nights.
You're kidding. Mm-mm. That's awful.
Well, he's feeling better now, but he's just afraid to leave the hospital.
Well, I don't blame him.
Well, you see, what my assignment is to ease him back into a normal life.
Oh.
Oh, that's probably him. Excuse me. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Johnson. All right. Walter? Well, of course I like you, Walter. I wouldn't do it if I didn't like you.
Now, Walter, don't worry. Everyone's a little nervous their first time. Trust me, Walter. When you see how much fun it is, you'll wonder why we didn't do it sooner. See you tomorrow night, Walter. All right. Bye-bye. Hi, Larry. Bye, Larry.
Hi, Janet.
Oh, Larry. Hello.
Janet, do you know what Terry's doing tomorrow night?
Yeah, and she better do it right because she's getting graded on it.
Oh, hi, Jocko. Oh. Listen, buddy, the rent is due today. I'm a little short.
Larry,
I was wondering...
Hang on a second. Jack, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Just that the building inspector's gonna close down my restaurant if I don't come through with a bribe.
You're kidding.
No, he wants me to pay him $100, but I wouldn't give it to him.
Good for you, Jack. I wouldn't give him more than 50. That way you could lend me the other 50.
He's not gonna give that man one dime.
Good, then you can lend me the whole 100. I'll come back later.
Jack, listen, I think you should go to the police.
What good would that do? It's his word against mine. They'll never believe me.
What? They will if they hear him.
Right. If they... Wait, Janet, what do you mean they will? How are they going to hear him?
Well, here, wait a minute. Here, look, with this.
What, a tape recorder?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's a good idea. Excuse me, Mr. Sneff, could you speak loudly into the microphone so everyone can hear about the bribe? Thank you.
Jack, come on. You will hide the microphone. Then all you have to do is record him asking for the bribe, and you got him.
Janet, you're a genius.
I know. If I can just remember how this thing works.
Great.
Let's see, I think... Oh, hi, Mr.
Frilly. Hi, Janet.
Hey, RF.
Jack, I'm going to get that pot for you tomorrow.
Oh, good, Mr. Frilly.
And it's the finest quality. It's from Mexico. And you won't have to worry about the heat.
Yeah, that's a relief.
Of course, it'll cost you.
Yeah, Mr. Frilly, I don't mind that, but I really... Janet and I have to talk for a second, but I appreciate everything you're doing. Thank you very much.
Hey,
yeah?
Jack, it's all set.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it set. Unzip there. And you got an inside pocket?
Right here.
Oh, great,
right here.
Great. Stick it in there.
Oh,
okay,
super.
Wait a minute. In there real... Good. Okay. That looks good. He'll hardly see that. Yeah,
he won't notice it.
Here. We will tape the microphone.
Oh, good, good. Here.
Put it right up here on your shoulder.
Yeah, tape it good so it doesn't slip.
Come on, I know what I'm doing. Okay. All right, now, zip you up, snap you in. Got it? Feel it?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
That's him, that's him.
Okay, wait a minute, I'm turning it on.
Hurry up.
Okay, you're on. Zap.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Zap.
Sneff bribery, take one. Hello, Mr. Sneff, come on in.
Mr. Tripper?
Right this way.
Are we alone?
Pardon me?
Are we alone?
Yes, don't worry about a thing. Anything you say is just between you and me.
Good.
Why don't we sit down on the couch for a second? Just have a seat. Now, what did you want?
What happened? You lose your memory? I'm here for the $100.
Right. What are you going to do if you don't get your $100?
You'll pay me, all right.
Aha! All right, just a second here.
What is it?
It's just I got a cramp in my foot.
Oh. So,
there. That's better. Now, you were saying?
What? Look, you give me $100 or I close the restaurant.
That's it! I mean, yes, thank you very much. I don't have the $100 on me
what?
Now. No, you come down to my restaurant 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and I'll have the money for you then.
I will be there at 8 o'clock.
You better have it.
Don't worry, you'll get what's coming to you. All right, Janet!
Get it?
I got everything. Yes? Wait till the police hear this.
Oh, fantastic.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
No, wait, Janet, it's stuck. Janet.
Sergeant Kent, police.
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you. Well, look, here's all the evidence you'll need. You'll be able to lock him up and throw away the keys. Here,
Let me just rewind it for you. Oh, no, something's burning. I'll be right back. Darn it.
Jack, I'm going to get that pot for you tomorrow. Oh, good, Mr. Furley. And it's the finest quality. It's from Mexico. And you don't have to worry about the heat. That's a relief. Of course, it's gonna cost you.
Did you get it all?
Yeah. You must really hate this guy to put yourself in a line like this.
I don't care. I just want to get him.
Don't worry. He's gonna get exactly what's coming to him.
Good. Throw the book at him. Nobody messes with Jack Tripper. Nobody. So when Sneff shows up at the restaurant tonight, the police will be there waiting for him.
So will I.
You?
Yeah. Come on, Jack. This whole idea was mine. I mean, you don't expect me to miss the action,
okay,
do you?
Okay, you can come.
Oh,
you
thanks, Jack. Thanks. Listen, I'm going to go in and take a nap. I want to make sure I'm wide awake for tonight.
Well, I got to get going, too.
Okay.
Janet, show up at my bistro a little before 8.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Johnson, please come in. Now, this is where I live.
Very nice. Very nice indeed.
No one's going to rob you here.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Jack. I'd like you to meet Mr. Johnson.
Nice to meet you.
Mr. Johnson, it isn't loaded.
Of course not. That was silly of me.
It's all right, Jack. Shake.
Nice to meet you. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Excuse me. I better listen.
Jack,
should I go?
Say goodbye, Jack.
Goodbye. Nice to see you. I'm sorry if I didn't mean to.
All right,
excuse
Jack.
Me. Wait.
Okay. Oh, sir.
What a strange young man. Is he a patient of yours?
Okay, Sergeant. This is where that character Furley lives.
Uh-huh.
Are you sure you're going to be all right?
Hey, I'm not a rookie. All I have to do is make a buy. All right.
Yes? Well... Hello.
Jack sent me.
Really? Well, what can I do for you?
He said you could turn me on.
Jack said that?
Yeah, well, he couldn't help me.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised. Well, come right in. Ms.
Green.
Green?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just have a seat here?
Oh. Oh, all right. Well?
Well? You have the most beautiful eyes, nicest nose, lovely lips.
I thought you were going to turn me on.
I'm trying. Don't move.
Hi, Mr. Furley. I just stopped by to tell you that I know that the rent is due today, but I just want to tell you, I don't have it.
It's okay. It's okay. I'll let it slide a few days.
You will?
Yeah, but you got to do me one favor. There's this pot I'm supposed to drop off at Jack's Bistro tonight. I want you to pick it up for me.
Consider it done.
Here's the address of the dealer.
Okay, but I still don't understand why you're being so nice about this.
Oh. You dirty dog, you.
Be it!
Shall we get to it?
I have to go.
Now?
Wait a minute. I'll tell you what. Why don't we finish what we started at Jack's Bistro, say, around 8 o'clock?
But... Damn!
Oh, better than that. A deal's going down at Jack's Bistro tonight, and we can bust them all together.
Good work. Yeah.
Mr. Johnson, you see, I told you that you would like it.
You were right. This is a nice, quiet place.
Oh. Here you go, Terry. Bon appetit.
Thank you, Jack.
And this is for you, sir. There you go. See?
It's a strange person.
Thank you very much. Come again, anytime. Bye-bye.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Hi, Jack. How's it going?
I'm a little worried, Janet. If that detective doesn't show up before Sneff gets here, he's going to miss the payoff.
Anything I can do to help?
Yes.
What? What?
Bust this table. This is not the way we bus at my bistro. No, Jack. He's here.
Who? Oh, shh.
Mr. Sneff, you're early.
Well, I thought I'd have some wine first, on you.
Oh, good idea. Right this way. Here's a wine list for yourself.
Thank you.
What?
Hi, Janet.
Oh, hi, Mr. Furley. What are you doing here?
I just happened to be taking a very special lady out to dinner tonight.
Oh, I didn't know your mother was in town.
Does that look like my mother?
Excuse me.
Hi. I was wondering whether or not you were going to show up tonight.
Oh, are you kidding? I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Really got to you, didn't I?
Jack, another customer.
That's not a customer. That's Sergeant Kent, thank God. Right this way, sir. Here's a menu for you. He's here.
I see him.
I'm going to pay him off right now.
Play it cool. Don't look at me. I'm watching him out of the corner of my eye.
Roger. I'm here to pay you off.
Shh, 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 shh. Go ahead.
20? 40, 60, 80, $100.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Excuse me. What's the matter? Why didn't you arrest him?
What are you talking about?
The man I just paid.
I didn't see you pay him.
What, are you blind?
Huh?
I'm going to have to do it again. Just watch carefully this time, would you please? Janet, how much money you got on you?
You going to make me pay for the dishes?
No. It's for Sniff. He'll get it back.
Oh, Jack, let me see. Oh, I don't have much. I only got 26 bucks.
Oh, that'll do it. That'll do it. Now, listen, while I'm over there with Sniff, you do something for me?
Yeah, what?
Take Furley's order.
Right. He did it again.
Now, this is so you won't bother me again. Here's another $26.
What is this, a tip? Hey. I'll tell you, it's a pleasure doing business with you.
tipper.
Go, Sarge. Yo! Oh! Wait, you can't leave yet.
Why not?
Because you'll miss the special treat at Jack's Bistro.
Special treat?
Yes, the wine cellar. Now, you just go right through that back door there and pick out your favorite bottle of champagne on me, okay?
Thank you again, Tripper. You know, you're a good sport.
Well, I desperately try. Thank you. Why didn't you nab him? Weren't you watching?
You bet I was. I never took my eyes off Mr. Big.
Mr. Big?
What do you say after dinner we take a nice romantic drive along the beach?
Oh, hi, here's your pot.
Freeze!
We don't have to go to the beach. Matter of fact, we can go anywhere you want.
I said freeze. Hey!
Hey, don't touch that.
Wait a minute. Hey, call the police.
We are the police.
I think you dropped this.
Would somebody mind telling me what's going on?
You mean what's going down? All right, Sergeant, open the bag.
It's just a pot.
Not just a pot. It's the finest quality. It's from Mexico.
Oh, my God. If this isn't a dope bust, what am I doing here?
I've been trying to tell you.
Hey, thanks, Tripper. I'll be seeing you.
That's what you're doing here. This man is a building inspector. And he's taking bribes. Arrest him.
Oh, wait, don't be ridiculous.
It's true. He has my money.
And mine.
I don't know what anybody's talking about.
Oh, you big liar.
Hey, why?
Look, why don't you just give Jack back his $500?
It's only $126.
Hey! I think you better come along with me.
Oh, no, I...
Move!
You won't need this where you're going.
I'm sorry I had to use you. Do you forgive me? If you still want to go for that ride along the beach, I get off duty at 11.
It's a little late for... What? Wait a minute!
Well, Jack, aren't you going to thank me?
For what?
For getting Snap to confess and getting your money back for you.
Oh, Janet, yeah. Wait a minute. He still has my money.
What? Jack, wait, he's got my money.
What happened here tonight?
So I give the guy $32 for the pot. No problem so far. I get in my car. I'm paying for the gas. No problem.
Boy, oh boy, the nerve of those guys.
Larry, you're not going to believe this.
I drive right here through traffic.
They're keeping my money as evidence.
Our money, thank you very much.
And when I get here, all hell breaks loose.
Larry.
She's got a gun. He's got a gun. And all I've got is a pot.
Larry,
I don't understand.
We're leaving.
Good night, Larry.
I'm more in the dark than ever.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.